I have a question on the Rav's answer to question 849. Isn't there a way to reinstate the smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu through 100 Rabbanim agreeing to give smicha to one person, and that person can give it to everyone else? So maybe they could restart the smicha. Also, didn't the Beis Yosef try to do something similar in his time? Anonymous from Toronto. According to the Rambam, at least according to some, that this is in fact the Rambam's opinion for sure, and not just a possible solution that the Rambam said, but not something that he put forth concretely and conclusively. The Rambam says that if all of the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael unanimously agree, not 100 rabbis, all of the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael, all the of the Gedolei Torah agree that one of them is the greatest amongst them, then they can confer smicha on him, and then he can give smicha to others. Okay, so it's not just 100 rabbis, and it's not just 100 rabbis anywhere. It's all of the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael. And this was attempted in the time of the Mahari Beirav, and the Mar Halbach, who was the Rav of Yerushalayim, opposed it, and therefore the smicha that the Mahari Beirav gave to his students, one of them, the Beis Yosef, was basically meaningless. Even that, there are different opinions whether this opinion of the Rambam is in fact operable, or even if the Rambam himself, like I said, concretely held from this. And this was an argument between the Malbach and the Mahari Beirav. Mahari Beirav, who was appointed by his Tamin, he was the Rav in Tzfas at the time, and all of his students made him the greatest amongst them and conferred smicha on him. But the Marobach, who was the Rav in Yerushalayim, disagreed, and therefore it was basically inoperable and meaningless. And since then, no one has ever attempted to get all of the Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael to agree and to confer smicha. And even if that would happen, there'd be a big question whether that was effective or not.